A wife sat across from her husband in couples therapy, tears streaming down her face as he berated her with harsh words. Nancy Dreyfus, their therapist, felt the familiar helplessness of watching two people who loved each other tear each other apart. Then, in a moment of inspiration, she scribbled 8 words on a scrap of paper and slid it across to the wife. "Talk to me like I'm someone you love." The wife held it up silently. The husband's face softened instantly. The room transformed. What happened next launched a relationship revolution that would reach millions, from everyday couples to celebrities like Jennifer Aniston, because it addressed something we all desperately need, a way to connect when words fail and emotions run high. This wasn't just another therapy technique. It was a bridge back to each other when everything else had collapsed. During heated arguments, our nervous systems shift into survival mode. Blood flow moves from the rational brain to the limbic system, the ancient part designed for fighting or fleeing. In this state, we literally cannot hear each other properly. Written messages create what Dreyfus calls a lucid interval, a pause that interrupts destructive patterns. The novelty of receiving a card during conflict creates enough surprise to penetrate defensive barriers. There's no tone to misinterpret, no volume to escalate tension. The gesture itself demonstrates vulnerability. I'm willing to set aside my need to win because maintaining our connection matters more. Imagine arguing about who forgot to pay the electric bill. Your blood pressure is rising, your jaw is clenched, and suddenly your partner hands you a card. This feels awful. Can we start again and really listen to each other? The gesture communicates that you're still on the same team. Relationship expert John Gottman confirms, it's not whether couples fight that determines success, but how they repair afterward. These cards offer a pathway to repair when verbal attempts have failed, especially during flooding, when physiological arousal makes productive conversation impossible. They don't replace authentic communication, they create an opening when we're too triggered to hear each other. When vacation planning devolves into accusations, Gottman identified destructive patterns emerge. Shifting gears cards transform these moments. I know I'm being defensive. Can you say this in a less charged way so I can feel safe with you? Changes everything by owning your defensiveness rather than reacting unconsciously. This inner tracker calms your partner because they trust you're truly receiving them, not preparing counterattacks. The card, "I wish you could hear this as me saying yes to myself, not no to you," distinguishes self-care from rejection, crucial for those who equate boundaries with selfishness. Another separates content from context. "I am upset. This doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It means that if you could just listen, I would feel incredibly loved." Some moments demand clear boundaries. "I'm feeling very scared of you right now" transforms power dynamics by admitting vulnerability. You appear littler, leveling the psychological playing field. Cards also address the pursuer-distancer pattern. "I know you're feeling nagged, but please stay. When you walk away from me, I feel discarded." Acknowledges how men often experience shame during confrontations, while women fear abandonment. Vulnerability is essential for intimacy, yet we're taught to hide it. These cards help us loosen our defensive grip when feeling insignificant or unlovable, states we were taught are shameful rather than beautifully human. "When you talk to me that way, I just feel small," has surprising impact because partners often don't realize how diminishing their helpful comments can be. Whether critiquing your parenting or correcting your shopping choices, they're so focused on their agenda, they miss how their delivery affects you. We often mask vulnerability with anger. "I know I sounded extremely angry, but I was feeling more threatened than you could possibly have known," helps when your reaction explodes disproportionately, inviting you to explain how their action triggered your pre-existing wiring. "When you won't communicate with me, I feel like I'm nothing to you," addresses stonewalling, when one partner's withdrawal feels like erasure. Some statements are disarmingly simple. "Do you hate me?" cuts through defensive posturing, acknowledging your impact rather than taking a superior position.
I think I'm supposed to know how to do this, but honestly, I have no idea. Acknowledges we're all beginners at intimacy, creating permission for both partners to be imperfect.
Relationship awareness requires understanding four areas: how you feel, how your partner feels, how you appear to them, and how they appear to you. Most people grasp their own feelings and their partner's appearance, but struggle with understanding their partner's emotions and how they're perceived. I can see that I've missed the point. Please give me another chance. Addresses when you miss your partner's emotional significance. Taking responsibility for anger's impact is particularly healing. I can see that my anger has been destructive and that I've really hurt you. While many focus on having the right to be angry, this acknowledges that anger's destructive force often overwhelms any valid point. I realize I'm overreacting. Can you give me a minute to get sane again? Offers a pause button when triggered, signaling that the relationship matters more than immediate reactivity. Our unconscious draws us to partners mirroring our parents' negative qualities. I was just reacting to you as if you were my mother, father, and I know that you're not. Acknowledges how past relationships color present reactions. A forgotten birthday becomes proof you're unlovable, just like at age 7. These acknowledgments distinguish past from present, breaking cycles of accusation and defense. Any card can help partners reconcile by changing the emotional temperature during conflict. I can see how upset you are, and I feel terrible. Shifts focus from self-defense to genuine empathy, often satisfying what the upset partner truly wanted, to feel seen and understood. It would mean a lot if you could just say, "I'm sorry," or do or say something that shows me that you care about what happened. Requires courage, directly requesting acknowledgement from a partner stuck between guilt and denial. "I'm worried that there's no space to make it better between us," draws attention to the lack of repair space, gently challenging a partner invested in making you wrong. "I would love it if we could just be quiet and hold each other," seeks healing physical connection, acknowledging that nonverbal intimacy can restore connection more effectively than words. "I forgive you completely. It never happened." Recognizes that when partners behaved badly, their authentic self isn't running the show. Making up isn't pretending nothing happened. It's choosing connection over being right. These flashcards interrupt destructive patterns and create space for vulnerability, responsibility, and repair. When you're in a heated argument, heart racing, and defenses up, reach for connection. Speak to the person you love as someone you love, not with empty flattery, but with honest vulnerability. The most powerful relationship tool isn't conflict avoidance or perfect communication. It's the willingness to bridge the gap when it appears, to choose each other when it's hardest, to remember that the person standing across from you isn't your enemy. They're your partner in this beautifully imperfect dance of intimacy. Start today. Choose one card. Take the risk. Talk to them like they're someone you love, because they are.